From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. 4 years ago, Massachusetts started administering standardized achievement tests to high school students. The tests help determine whether students move on to the next grade or graduate from high school. They've been controversial, but this year, scores on the Massachusetts Comprehensive Assessment System, or MCAS, rose dramatically, and the acrimonious climate around the test shifted. From member station WBUR in Boston, Jason Bobian reports.
The 10th graders who took the MCAS this year are the first students who have to pass the test in order to graduate. And faced with the possibility of not getting diplomas, they were the first group to show dramatic improvement on the exam. During the first 3 years of the MCAS, more than 50% of the state's high school students flunked the test. This year, failure rates were cut almost in half. And the improved test scores appear to have dulled criticism of the test. Before these scores came out, state lawmakers frequently debated amending the MCAS or suspending it as a graduation requirement or even doing away with it altogether. And protesters like these were regular fixtures at education-related events across the Commonwealth. Last fall, Tyshawn Brown and a group of his friends protested outside the governor's annual State of Education speech. Brown had taken the test the year before.
There's no way you can pass that test unless you're a super genius, you know what I mean?
But after 75% of 10th graders passed the exam this year, the anti-MCAS protests and the assumption that you need to be a super genius to do well on the test faded. Robert Lynn with the Center on Research on Evaluation, Standards, and Student Testing at UCLA says the dramatic drop in failure rates was a major victory for MCAS supporters.
Getting failure rates at some fairly low level is almost a political necessity for the testing program to survive.
Lynn says it's normal to see test results rise in the first few years after a standardized test is introduced, but then they usually level off. Several other states, including California, Maryland, and Arizona, altered their testing schemes after students fared poorly on the early rounds. Some states pushed back the date when students will be required to pass the exit exams. Others made the test somewhat easier. Paul Revel, who teaches at Harvard's Graduate School of Education, has been a strong supporter of the MCAS. He agrees that the test faced political trouble, but he says the latest scores changed the climate around the exam.
I notice in my own travels, for example, out to the suburbs, where a lot of states have had a very strong suburban backlash, and we had in Massachusetts for the past two or three years, that seems to have died down almost completely as the suburban districts realize that this is well within their scope of possibility to get almost all of their students over this bar.
While backers of the test say that this was a pivotal moment for the MCAS, there's still opposition to the exam. Critics point out that scores for racial minorities still lag far behind those of whites, and students with disabilities scored extremely poorly on the test. Lisa Geisbond with the Coalition for Authentic Reform of Education, a group opposed to the MCAS, says the test labels some students at an early age as failures, and she's concerned that her own son, who has a learning disability, may never pass the exam and thus won't get a high school diploma.
I don't believe it's the job of public education to decide to sort out who the winners and the losers are going to be. I think it's the job of public education to help give opportunity to as many children as possible to let them realize their potential. And for kids like my son, that is a huge danger that I see.
Other critics say the test is homogenizing public education and leaving little room for subjects like art and history. Despite the recent rise in scores, the state's two largest teachers' unions still say they plan to try to block the use of the MCAS as a high school graduation requirement. For NPR News, I'm Jason Beaubien in Boston.